Welcome to the Authors Who Lead podcast. This podcast is dedicated to you, people who want to be inspired by authors, leaders, and the messages they share. This is such an important podcast to us because we help uncover what goes on behind the scenes when authors are writing their book. We talk about the process. We talk about where they get big ideas, and you can listen in on those conversations. We can't wait for you to join us, so let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Asul Taronis here, back with another episode of Authors Who Lead. Today's show really is about understanding why is it so hard to write sometimes, and other times it seems easy. I know for me, oftentimes when I'm thinking about writing anything, if there's more importance or a weighted sort of outcome that it might attach to it, the harder it can be to write. It's more about the feeling that it has to be good that gets me stuck. Maybe you can relate. If it's not good, then I don't want to share it. And then I start worrying about, well, what if it's not good ever? Maybe I'll never share it. Or maybe it's not good enough. Those feelings and thoughts are part of the reason why sometimes it's easy to write and sometimes it's hard. And I want to encourage you, if you're writing anything, a book, first novel, maybe even a blog post, that you consider asking yourself, how important is this to me in a scale of 1 to 10? Is it a 10? Is it something that means so much to me? Is it important to me because I want it to impact people? Is it important because I'm using it as a tool to grow my business? Why is this important to me? And the other thing you gotta ask yourself is, what's keeping me from doing my writing? Maybe there's nothing keeping you from doing your writing and you're in flow. Good. Celebrate that. There are times when I've been able to write in 30 days an entire book and sometimes only spend an hour or hour and a half a day. Those times are great. And there's been other times where it's taken me years to get the book out that I want. Multiple drafts, multiple rewrites, and still it's not quite right. If you're feeling any of those things, I'm glad you're here. Because writing a book isn't always the same. Every book has its own journey. Just like if you have children or nephews and nieces and know that not every single one is the same. Doesn't matter that they were in the same house, under the same roof, from the same parents. Every child has a different journey. That's true with books too. So don't expect that even though you wrote a book just like this before, that it might be just as easy as it was when you first wrote that first book. Currently, with Steve, my partner in life and co-founder Authors Who Lead, we decided we'd write this series of books together called Cinder Bottom. And the first two books actually were fairly smooth. Doesn't mean the third book in the series will go that well, but I hope it does. But I did find a little more resistance in book two, because I really enjoyed the process of how the book in the series book one went. But as soon as I started to feel that twinge of expectation, this has to be as good or at least as good as the last one, I started to feel stuck. Comparisonitis is definitely a problem for authors who've produced more than one book. But maybe comparisonitis can show up for you even if you haven't written anything. And what we might be comparing ourselves to is the grades we got in school, the accolades we got for a job well done. Sometimes we can make attachments to things in the past that make us believe that our work is either worthy or it's not. And if you're the kind of person that really loves praise, we all do. But some of us actually find our worth when we get praise and actually don't think we're worthy when we don't. And if you're like me, that's easy to do. But what I want to encourage you to do is think about writing a book just like you would think about taking a step. You can't say, well, is this step going to be better than my last step? I don't know. Could I trip? I might. But I won't know until I take the step. So trying to predict the outcome of a book is kind of like trying to predict the outcome of a child. So just don't. One of the things you can do is to not worry about perfection. I love, and you've heard me quote her many times, Jada Selner, one of our wonderful authors that we've helped, and dear friend, the co-founder of Simple Green Smoothies and the host of the Lead With Love podcast says, you know, Azul, you just need to take imperfect action. Really, imperfect action is the only action you can take because there is no such thing as perfect. Sometimes we can think we're perfectionists. I just want it to be perfect as I can get it. But perfectionism is also the same coin, different side of the word procrastination. Because if you can keep working on it to get it better, then you can delay putting it out into the world. And the tenet might be, I'm just trying to make it perfect. A lot of books that are trying to make it perfect sit inside of hard drives, journals, notepads, and never make it into the world because they're just not right, just not ready. I want to encourage you to take action that makes everything All right. And this isn't a school paper. This isn't something you're doing for a grade. You're doing it probably for a bigger reason. And also know that writing, unlike in school, is a team sport. No writer puts their work out into the world in a book on their own. There are book coaches like myself. There are editors, multiple types, developmental edits, copy edits, line edits, proofreading. All sorts of editing goes to make a book great. So don't think that your book has to be perfect on your own. And if you let go of the word perfect, meaning don't think you have to make your book the best it can be just on your own. There's lots of people to help. And if you're deciding to write a book, it's probably because you have something to say. And that's more important than even the words on the page. I often say that really great books sometimes get stuck. And sometimes words get in the way of those really great books. Because books, in a sense, are a reflection of you. Books aren't words. Books are messages living inside of you that you want to share. And that because you can't talk to every person all at once, you put them on the page of a book so that when you're not there, people can talk about the ideas, the messages you have, the stories you want to tell. So think of a book as something bigger than words, and then you won't let the words get in the way. Think about how important the message is. So I want you to imagine this. Imagine that if you're going to write a book, that you don't ever give yourself a goal you can't hit. Now, it doesn't mean I don't want you to stretch yourself, but let's say you want to write some of your book today or something you're working on, and you're feeling stuck, like maybe you can't take action. Well, then think of what you can do if you feel stuck. Maybe you can't write for an hour every day because your schedule doesn't allow it. Or maybe your motivation doesn't allow it. So set a timer for 8 minutes and tell yourself, I'm going to write as many words as I can in 8 minutes, and then I'm going to let myself off the hook. I'm not going to worry that I didn't write enough. Whatever you write is enough. Just the sheer habit of showing up is actually something that can be really helpful. And my 8-minute strategy helps me get out of a funk sometimes. And sometimes it's several days in a row, I'm only writing 8 minutes. And then maybe the next day it's 10. And then I don't even notice the time. But just know that you set yourself the smallest goal possible, that there'd be no possible way that you couldn't write. Maybe you're listening thinking, well, I tried writing for 8 minutes and nothing came out. So let's say that you're sitting there staring at a blank screen and none of the words you want to say come out. And you're feeling frustrated and you're kind of beating yourself up about it. Write about that. Sometimes I'll write, this is the worst idea I've ever had writing this book. I mean, who did I think I was? I don't know anything about writing. I don't even know if the story's any good. I know it sounds silly, but I write that stuff out so I can see my thinking on the page. And then I kind of laugh and I go, gosh, that's sort of silly, but that's what I was thinking. And I count those words. Those words are important because those words help me kind of unclog the funnel, so to speak. The funnel that gets blocked by all your thoughts, doubts, insecurities. So use that as a motivation. Use the words that come out of you, no matter if you think they're good or bad, as a way forward. There are no bad words, so you can write as many words as you want, good or bad in your mind, just get them out of you. And that usually helps. That small step can really give you a lot of success. One of the other things that I want to talk about today is sometimes you can be writing something that you had motivation for before, but now are stuck. Like I'm working on this series, this period piece set in the 50s. It's really important to me that I write it the best that I can, but I don't know that I'll be writing about this forever. Maybe I'll change directions. But what if the direction I choose just doesn't seem to be working anymore? Maybe my motivation for writing has changed. And one of my dear friends and coaches for our Authors Who Lead writing groups has been writing books for many years. And lots of those books were written in sort of a way of escaping from not just her life, but that's the theme of the book. An escape, some way to getting away, traveling away from some danger. But now that her life shifted, there isn't a need for escaping. In fact, life's pretty fun and adventurous. So the book series about escaping don't seem to come up anymore. In fact, there may not even be a motivation to write about it. So what happens? Do you keep writing? Do you stop? What do you do? That's when you take a clear, slow look at why am I writing this? What do I have to say? That's when you have to shift what's inside of you and aim at a different point. Maybe your focus point was to aim and look at one spot on the wall so you wouldn't be distracted. Or maybe you wouldn't have to worry about anything else. But now your focus is different. Now you're looking up out the window and there's so much more to life than you ever imagined. But that seems overwhelming to write about just about any possibility. But that's what you need to explore because life does imitate art and art can imitate life. So maybe what you need to do is be more curious about what is there to explore? What is there to go see? How has my life changed in perspective that allows my characters to actually have a different view? And as always, if you're writing fiction, conflict always gets resolved. So if you're not certain where to go, take a step and have one of the characters put an obstacle in your way, and you'll find out, how does the new character react to the situation? Do they try to run, or do they do something different? Just be curious. Don't try to solve the problem in your head. And I know that seems kind of silly, but sometimes when I don't know what to write about, I don't try to think about it and then write. I think on the page. Don't try to think about what you want to write. Write about it. I know it's a small shift, but most of us write what's in our head and think about it, then write. Then we delete, because we're editing. Then we think, write. That's not what I was thinking. Delete. Maybe you can relate. But the problem with this kind of thinking is you constantly have your editor brain on, and your creative brain doesn't get a chance to interact. In fact, it sits quiet. It probably has a lot to say, the subconscious mind, the creative mind, because it never runs out of things to do, ideas to play with. It loves problems to solve. But if you're constantly editing and writing your head, you're not letting that creative part of you show up. So don't have a filter. Some days just write. Don't really worry about the direction it's going. Just be curious about what happens. Your goal is to find writing as an intuitive way to express yourself on the page. This isn't school. We aren't writing research papers. Well, maybe you are. I'm not. And even the authors I'm working with who have very dense topics, they're not writing research papers either. They're writing books. Books that people want to read. Books that inspire them. So don't try to write from your head. Write from a deeper place of inspiration. And then observe what happens. Sometimes not having a plan is the best plan. Have you ever decided to take a trip? Maybe you planned out all the details. What time you'd leave the airport. You packed a snack, what time the flight would leave, you had enough water to drink, you brought your eye patches or your eye mask so you can sleep, your headphones are charged, and you're planning the perfect trip. Everything is mapped out, what hostel you'll stay at, what excursions you'll do. But then you take off and life changes. You miss the flight, so you take a different one. You get to the hostel and it's booked. All these things can seem like obstacles. But if you see them as ways in which life just gives you another way to look at it, then you'll start to make decisions instead of being frustrated. That's why sometimes I think outlines can really frustrate authors, because sometimes the plan doesn't work out when you start to put it on the page. Well, that's the way life is. So don't worry. Don't worry that your plan is wrong. You can't be wrong. You're the creator. You're the author. There's no wrongness in who you are. You are enough. You were meant to write this book. You don't need to be any more an expert than you are. Your life experience and the thing you're writing about makes you an expert. Your sheer willingness to put it out there. And I know a lot of people that may disagree, but I really want to challenge you, inspire you. The teacher in me believes that you're meant to write the book that you're thinking about. And no matter how much doubt or how much discouragement you faced, doesn't mean you weren't meant to write it. I remember, turning in papers as a young kid, probably about 11 years old, and getting them back with those red marks and sort of the C minus over a B plus for effort kind of grade. And I remember thinking that maybe I'm just not very good at telling stories. I feel like I have them in me, but I just can't seem to say them the way I want them to live. And I think that I learned too early that writing's about living your head. But the more I grew, I realized writing isn't in your head. Writing comes out of you. It's not a thought. Writing is its own thing. It's different than thinking. And when I started doing that, I started realizing I could say what I needed to say without thinking. And that started changing my perspective. One of the most important things that I find for writers in the communities that we lead is that sometimes just being connected with other writers can help you feel more confident. Because the truth is, it can be lonely being a writer, especially if you're staring at a screen by yourself in a room alone, even if you're in a cafe surrounded by people. It can feel lonely, mainly because not everybody around you is writing books. In fact, some people might even be discouraged. You're like, oh, I tried doing that once. It sure is hard. Or they might say something like, wow, let me know how that goes. It's not always as supportive as you would hope. People do get excited about it, but then they also can make you feel intimidated. But a writing community of other writers who understands how hard this work is, how meaningful and important, but also how challenging it can be, is what we like to do here at Authors Who Lead. We like to say that we want to help our authors connect, create, and contribute. Connect to one another so they can help grow their author lives, about how to write better, how to become, maybe transition from being a novelist to a nonfiction writer, or to connect and learn about marketing strategies that worked for one author that didn't work for another. Like, connection is really important. Connecting to the readers, learning how to do that better. Connection is a vital part of being an author, but so many of us give it a go on our own. And then creating not only just the book you're writing, but the path you're moving forward to. Maybe you want to write more books. Maybe you want to build a business on the back of your book. Maybe create some sort of program. Maybe you want to use it to get a promotion, get a better job. Creating a book can really crystallize your beliefs, your values, and also help you find your way forward. I know for me, that's what it helped me do. Sitting on the classroom floor of my eighth grade class thinking, gosh, this is what I'm going to do with my life. But what else is there? Maybe I could write a book. What would I write about? I struggled. But you know what? Creating and writing a book was the very best thing for me because it helped me see where I wanted to go next. So creating is an important part. And then lastly, contribute. Authors who contribute to a community really start to feel the value of who they are. Because even though you might be new at being an author, if you're just a few steps ahead of someone else, because maybe you even have an idea where someone else wants to write but doesn't have one, you're already seen as somebody with something to offer. So contributing to a community is important. Because in that contribution, you see your value as a person, not just in your words, but as the things you share. And that's one of the reons why Steve and I and the Authors Who Lead team have been working hard to put together an idea for something that's been brewing for a while. In fact, it started before the pandemic. Those of you who've been listening for several years know that we had an in-person Authors Who Lead event in San Diego. It's an amazing three-day event with a beautiful workshops and speakers and a dinner, a performance, such a great time. And we loved having our community come together from really all over the world. But with the pandemic, things shifted. So we started thinking about building community with our authors, even if the pandemic ended, that we could connect authors from all over the world. So we decided we'd create something called the Leader Circle, affectionately named TLC. So Authors Who Lead, who hosts this TLC, is wanting to build a community for people just like you, people who have written books, people who want to write books, but don't want to feel like they're alone. They want to ask questions that maybe they Google and they just don't understand. Or they want to have a workshop and attend with people that are like-minded. They want to be able to share their progress or get feedback. Maybe you want to learn more about marketing or figure out whether or not you should traditionally publish your book or self-publish or somewhere in between. Maybe you want to join a community so you can actually network and learn from other people who've launched books before with success. Or maybe you just don't want to feel like you're the only person who understands what it's like to be an author. For all these reasons, we created this community. And we're going to be sharing more and more about it because we want to make sure that those of you who are in our lives, in our world, know about it. Because we're going to be opening up to founding members. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a good fit. Now, we're going to take people who apply and really bring together the people that want to have this attitude of connecting, creating, and contributing. It's not a community just to come take. It's a community to contribute to, who can inspire others to who are creating, to help and connect to each other. And if the world allows it someday, for us to be able to have in-person connection events so that we can actually continue to grow together. That's what this community is about. We're excited for it. We want you to learn about it. And you can go to authorswholead.com/TLC. And there'll be more information there. And if you're interested in applying, please do. Because we think that the fact that we have people like you who want to write books, who want to be in community, can really be a part of it without worrying about, am I ready right now to publish? Or do I have the perfect idea? We want you to join us in any step of the process. Maybe you're on book 10, but want to have more resources, want to get more support. Maybe you want to join because we have Author Power Hour, which is a time where you can join, log in live and write in community so you don't feel like you're writing alone or doing those edits without worrying about being accountable because somebody else is on the other side just waiting for you to finish. All these things we're learning to do as we invite people into this community, and we're super excited to continue to support you as authors. Now, as you know, this podcast has been going for over 4 years, and we don't take advertisers on here, and we rarely even promote things, but we really believe in this. So we're taking our time to tell you about it, because if you can join us in any part of your writer's journey, we know we can help. So whether you've been writing a book for a while, you've been thinking about it, starting it, or have just been sitting in the background going, maybe I can, this is the right time to do it. And no matter how hard it might seem before you start, the reward of becoming a published author so amazing. I'm constantly blown away by the opportunities just being a writer has given me. Not because I lead authors who lead, but because it's helped me see who I really am. It's something I really always wanted to do. And to finally do it feels great. And I want you to join me if that's your calling to write a book. Thanks again for listening in. It's always great to share these thoughts that come in from people who ask questions or post ideas. I really want to see you write and publish your book. And that's the reason this podcast exists, to inspire you to take the action you need to finally write that book. And I will leave you with this final word, my favorite quote from Maya Angelou that says, "There is no greater agony than an untold story inside of you." I don't want you to hold on to it for the rest of your life. Please come join us. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening again to another episode of Authors Who Lead. We appreciate you being here, and we hope you subscribe so you get this delivered to your device every week. And if you haven't left us a review, please do so. It really helps. And if you have a book in your heart, you've been wanting to write a book, please go to authorswholead.com and join us on this journey of becoming a published author.